Happy Football Monday to you, and we are going to get this week and this show off to a great start. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and in studio with us right at the top is TJ Ward. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on?
All right. Well, we got a couple of – well, we're going to talk a lot of football with you, but one of the things we'll get into in the course of this discussion – is you've got the first annual charity bowling classic coming up. The TJ Ward, you're hosting this coming up, and that's going to be very cool. Friday, this Friday, 6:30 to 9 p.m., we'll get into that, Yorktown Lanes. But from a football standpoint, TJ, right off the bat, Nathan and I were talking about this. The last couple of days of practice, the first two since that Thursday night game, there's just been a tempo, there's been an aura around this team of upbeat attitude. What is that what you're sensing out there too?
Definitely. I think the team, you know, coming off last week's game is we have a little momentum, and you know, that feeling of winning is like none other, even though it was just a preseason game. And you know, coach has done a great job just emphasizing, you know, no slacking off just because we got a win in the first preseason game, and just keep working the way we've been working, and you know, good things will come from it.
And you can see that in the practice. You saw it in the game on Thursday night. Just the overall kind of tempo. I think that was a good word. And the excitement of the players, and not only the players, the fans. It's a little known fact, Vic, that we just found out that no market in the country had as many people watching their team's first preseason game as Cleveland did on Thursday night. So it had the biggest share of any market in the country for the first week of the preseason. So the fans are excited. And every player we've had come in here on Cleveland Browns Daily so far has been excited about the changes in the schemes and bringing Ray Horton in this year. And what is it, you know, from your position on the back end of the defense, really surveying everything, talk a little bit about that scheme and how fun it is for you to be able to be a part of it.
I think every defensive player loves a defense where they can attack. And Coach Horton's defense is an attacking style defense. So it gives every player the opportunity to make plays, and that's what we want as players, from the front end to the back end. And that's all you ask for is the opportunity to make plays, and that'll make the defense better for everyone.
And it does seem that when we watch Ray Horton and the whole defensive staff coach you guys, besides the scheming that puts you in positions where you could rush the quarterback and do a lot of things to try to confuse and fool the quarterback, all of that is being done at a certain pace, at a certain level. Describe the differences between being in this defense and what you were in previously.
Well, in Coach Geron's defense, it was more of a, I say, relaxed style, you know, let the offense make mistakes and we'll capitalize off of them. With Coach Horton's, is more similar to Coach Rob's from my rookie year. You know, it's attacking, fast pace, you know, make the offense do what you want them to do instead of, you know, reacting to what they do. And, you know, me personally, you know, I like to be the one that's making decisions and making the offense do things that we want them to do. So, you know, I'm really liking this defense.
Talk a little bit about how in today's NFL, you're seeing so much of the game being played in that 10 seconds pre-snap where defenses are showing one thing, disguising their coverages, offenses are trying to respond to that, and a little bit of that cat and mouse game. Just talk a little bit of how, because it seems to be more prevalent now than it was, say, 5 years ago in the league.
Yeah, definitely. When you do a bunch of things on defense, it gives you a better opportunity to disguise. So if you're doing a lot of moving around the whole game and you have guys coming from everywhere, so when you show disguises, you know, they're more believable than if you're doing one thing the entire game and then you just happen to blitz a couple times or do certain stunts a couple times, and it's not really believable. But when you're doing things the entire game and 1 minute you're up, 1 minute you're back, you know, it's believable that you could be coming at any minute and then you just draw back, or you're not coming and then you blitz. So, you know, it's very deceiving to the offense.
Brown safety TJ Ward is joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We're also going to hear from Gerard Cherry, a regular on this show, a little bit later in this hour. Mike Mayock from NFL Network is going to join us in hour number two. He's been at training camp this weekend taking in the Browns. He's on his travels throughout the league looking at the teams that will be playing on Monday Night Football on NFL Network. And, of course, he's an analyst on that. So he's taking a good look at the Browns. We'll get his takes on that. And Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram joining us. Mike at about 2 p.m., Scott Petrak, Elyria Chronicle-Telegram about 2:30. TJ, it was a first preseason game, and taking it in that context, the first preseason game is just that. There's going to be mistakes, and it's just going to have a lot of rough spots to it. I thought, though, the general take on that game last Thursday night against the Rams was it didn't have as many of the rough patches overall as you normally see. Especially, I mean, the offense for sure kind of dominated some things. Defensively, there were some big plays given up, but in general, there were also big plays being made, the turnovers and so forth. Was that reflective of kind of how this defense will play, the risk-reward aspect of it all?
I wouldn't call it a risk-reward. I think we just, you know, lacked in, you know, some details of the defense that allowed those big plays to happen. But I definitely feel that it's a result of how we practice. You know, we practice a lot of game situations. And, you know, I think we were completely prepared to come in that first preseason game. And, you know, I think it was handled very well from the offensive and defense standpoint. So I think that's something you can expect the entire season.
In practice last year, imagine as a safety, you probably got pretty lonely with no receivers running down the field trying to get some big plays against you. What's it like going against Norv Turner's offense where it seems that somebody's running a vertical style route almost every play? And from the defensive side, when you look at this new Browns offense, what's your take on it early on?
You better be in shape. Nah, but when we first, you know, had a glimpse of the offense in OTAs and minicamp, you know, from the defensive side, we were like, okay, they about to spread some people out and get the ball downfield. But you definitely better be prepared to run, you know, so because, you know, every position from tight end to the running back are going to take you vertical and test you. So, you know, better get your track shoes.
the track shoes on. I like it. Something cool happened at the end of practice yesterday. Now, this was worked on beforehand, but Coach Chudzinski was looking for, I guess, an excuse to give you guys the night off. So his way of doing that was to have a couple of fans who were chosen from the crowd before practice, and I guess they got a little chance to warm up to make sure they could kick a field goal. They found a couple of guys who had the leg to do it and then pulled them out at the end of camp, and of course a lot of practice yesterday, a lot of pressure on them because each guy had to make his field goal to give the offense and the defense respectively the night off from meetings. They did their part, and you guys got the night off. What does it mean to you to have a coach who wants to do that, who wants to, I guess, throw a bone to everybody and just say, hey, chill tonight, no meetings?
No, that's a great thing, you know, because he understands the grind. You know, coach understands the work we've been putting in and, you know, how hard we've been going on the field. And to have a coach that understands and is empathetic to what you're going through, you know, that's a great thing. And to have it in that type of situation brings a fan, you know, it brings everybody in. And, you know, it was a fun thing because, you know, this game is still fun to us. So when you find reasons to make things enjoyable for us, it makes everything better. It makes everything smoother, you know, and it makes the players play harder for you. So it's definitely a good thing.
So you had that on Sunday. Saturday, there was the peanut butter sandwich competition at the end of the practice, and one of our listeners at P. Myers Golf wanted to know, how did the offense take the peanut butter sandwiches? Did the defense load up their plates to rub it in?
You know, I don't know how many offensive players really ate the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but, you know, it was just another reason to fight for that little bit of, you know, extra inch or that game-winning play or that game-winning situation, you know. So, like I said before, it's just fun aspect of it, you know, just to make things a little funner, take some of the pressure off, but at the same time, these are, you know, high-pressure situations. So
it's the camp feels different from that regard. There is this different level of interaction. And I know coaches all do it differently, all have different styles. But it's just noticeable in this camp, things like that, and the way the coaches are communicating with you guys as players and then doing different things, those installation periods, then the opportunity period at the end when the veterans kind of go off and do their stretching while the guys who don't get as many reps get their reps toward the end. Do all those changes or dynamics of the practice structure, what does it mean to you as a player in any way, positive or negative?
I think it's positive because at the same time, you know, the players that are looking toward playing most of the season are the starters in the second team. They get to get their full rest. But at the same time, the players that are on the edge trying to make the team and trying to fight for their reps, they still get the reps they get at the end of practice. So they're still going to be noticed if they're making plays or whatnot. But I think just the whole structure of how practice is set and how the walkthrough is set before the meetings and everything, you know, it's player-friendly. You know, we're not every day fully exhausted. You know, we're ready to work the next day. We come in refreshed. We have enough rest time. So I think the structure is great right now.
And as a veteran entering his fourth season, you've got a situation opposite you at that free safety spot. There's competition there. Tayshawn Gibson, we've seen Johnson Batamosi. Now Jamoris Slaughter is healthy and kind of getting into the picture. How much of your veteran presence is involved with trying to bring along that spot as well?
I'm trying to help them in any way I can. You know, I've been here for 4 years now, and, you know, they're all relatively, you know, rookies. You know, none of them have started the entire season. So, you know, I just try to give them some advice that I would want, or ask them if they need anything that I'm not even thinking of that I could help them with. But, you know, it's just my role right now just to pass down any information or help them in any way I can.
Yeah, and you saw Johnson Batamosi, a great special teams player, playing a lot at safety in the first preseason game. And what is the learning curve in this defense for a safety? Because in Dick Duron's defense, it seemed like there were a lot of times where you would kind of just be, you know, in your zones, waiting, as you said, waiting for the offense to make a mistake. How much more intricate and complicated is this defense for a safety than the last one?
You know, you have to be very hands-on with this defense as a safety. You have to be very vocal. You have to communicate, you know, very well. And you're kind of the quarterback, you were in the middle linebacker of this defense. So you guys are basically, you know, have your hands on the controls of the defense. Me on the back end, DeQuell in the middle and the front end. So, you know, you have to be very vocal and know how to communicate and get things done. In any motion, anytime anybody moves, you know, you have to be prepared to make that check.
TJ Ward, safety for the Browns, joining us. Let's talk about what you got coming up here Friday, this Friday from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Yorktown Lanes. That's 6218 Pearl Road in Parma Heights. It's the first annual TJ Ward Bowling Classic. Going to raise money for the National Kidney Foundation, Strikes for Kids Foundation, and the TJ Ward Foundation to benefit all those respective causes. Just talk about what inspired this for you.
Well, it's just the opportunity, you know, the beginning of the season to get the season going. With something that I could give back to the community and the National Kidney Foundation. You know, I had an uncle pass away recently of kidney failure, so that's something that's close to me. The Strikes for Kids was an organization that I teamed up with, you know, to help them out, and then I have my own foundation, the TJ Ward Foundation for underprivileged children as well. So I thought it'd be a good thing to get my teammates out, give us something to do on our day off, you know, and do something positive at the same time. So. Three organizations, great organizations, and I hope everyone can come out and support them and, you know, just have a good time.
Yeah, turn out, everybody. That is at Yorktown Lane, 6218 Pearl Road in Parma Heights this Friday, August the 16th, from 6:30 to 9, the TJ Ward Charity Bowling Classic. Now, do you have your own ball?
No, I don't.
No?
I'm good with the house ball.
Good with the house ball? Has there been some smack talk in advance of this? Who thinks they're going to own the lanes? Who thinks they're going to go out there?
I'm not going to put anybody out there yet. I'm just going to show the score.
But you're good. You're a bowler. I mean, you like the ball.
Yeah, I like the ball.
And how many guys on the team are into bowling in more than just a passive way?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I used to bowl a lot in college, though. Mm-hmm. Not so much now, but in college, I used to bowl a lot.
What's your average?
I'm usually a high 190s to 200s. So.
Oh, you're legit.
That's good.
You got to get your own ball, man. You can go on the tour. Post-Brown football
career.
I'm
not ready for the tour.
We appreciate you taking the time, and again, a great cause and great stuff by you and the other players doing that on Friday. And look forward to another preseason game Thursday night, Detroit Lions.
Can't wait.
Yeah, well, I see you out there, man, getting after it.
TJ Ward, Brown safety, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got Gerard Cherry coming up a little bit later this hour, about 1:40 or so. Mike Mayock about 2 p.m. from NFL Network. Scott Petrak covers the Browns. We'll hear from him at 2:30. And your calls, we want to hear from you, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, or tweet us at Browns_Daily. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, and ESPN 850 WKNR.